This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Maiken Scott. This story is part of our episode, The Quest for Sleep. You can find The Pulse on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. Vashti Dubois had serious insomnia 3 years ago after her husband died in a car crash. She's the director of the Colored Girls Museum in Philadelphia, and this spring she spearheaded an exhibit exploring the topic of insomnia. It's called A Good Night's Sleep, and it uses art to explore all of the things keeping women and girls of color up at night, along with solutions they've used to find sleep. For our series, Patient Files, she talks about her own struggles with insomnia and her search for a cure.
A lot of the feeling was just like, please, God, just let me sleep. I really just want to sleep. At least for 2.5 years, I just couldn't sleep. I came to understand that the trauma was keeping me awake, even things like the rain, since it was a rainy night when he had his car accident. What would happen quite often is that I would fall asleep for maybe an hour, and then I would wake up again. So I would just get up and wander around the house. Sometimes I would write, sometimes I would snack, sometimes I would look at TV.
Molly, Sam says to tell you you're wearing the shirt that he spilled.
And so you go out into the day, and it feels like everything is super green and super bright, and you feel super alert, but you're super tired. My son, who's 18 years old, probably received the brunt of my impatience around the sleep thing. One morning, I must have asked him the same thing like 3 times, and he just got annoyed. He was like, "What is wrong with you?" I was like, "You didn't answer me." He's like, "I answered you 3 times." I decided that I really had to figure out how to address it. My doctors, not long after my husband's death, you know, they suggested that they could prescribe something to help me sleep. And my feeling is that grief is real and it's natural and it's gonna happen. So I really wanted to go through it. And I didn't want to short-circuit it or medicate it. So one of the first things that I did was I took all of the electronics out of the bedroom. Like, what can I do? What are the things that are going to allow my body to know that it needs to go to sleep? Closing the curtains, even though it's nighttime, you know, the street lights come in, those little things, turning down the bed. I never used to make my bed. And I've always been into things like candles and scent. This is one of my favorite. Something about rose. Just walking into the room when they're lit before I go to sleep. Something about the ritual of, I'm going to sleep now. So blowing the candle out. I know that so much of my creative energy and my imagination is in my sleep time. I don't want to deprive myself of that. And I have a great appreciation for it now because I didn't have it for a long time.
Vashti Dubois is the director of the Colored Girls Museum in Philadelphia. This story was produced by Kim Painter with help from our intern, Liz Tung.